Drive to Pit Stop 9, the Kentucky Community's Crafts Village, about 70 miles ahead. Map is on pages 4 and 5. This is the longest driving leg in the tour, but it provides numerous alternative tours. Look on pages 6 and 7 for these side driving tours.
Churches are important anchors in mountain communities. They also have a unique style of singing. Let's listen to Arthur Johnson, writer, musician, and longtime resident of Cumberland, explain the old way of singing Amazing Grace.
Well, I think when the Lord made the world, he first thought, let's build Pine Mountain and then build the rest of the world around it. It goes back way back, a couple of hundred years ago. Old regular Baptist church I know of is 1820 at Oven Fork, and they didn't have many, if any, books. Sometimes they sang by memory. But there was a book published in 1857 called The Sweet Songster, and it was a book of just poems, no lines or spaces or shape notes or anything. So they just sang the poems, and they never sang it twice the same way, but they sang it from their hearts. It was really a best source of folk singing. And if they had one book, the song leader had it. And to make sure everybody knew the words, he would read, or in case he was singing just from memory, he would recite a line, and then they would sing it very slowly after he did that. And they still do it. Thank the good Lord. I hope they always do. There's only one congregation of that kind in this county, and it's located right across from Cumberland Baptist Church. It's the Poor Fork. Still has its name, Poor Fork Old Regular Baptist Church, established 1834. It's not quite as old as the Oven Fork Church, but they usually knew the first verse to Amazing Grace, and they just sang that in unison. And then the next verse was grace that taught my heart to fear, was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed. The hour I first believed. So that was the kind of singing you would have heard here in the early part of the 19th century. And even among those congregations, they are still doing it. Like I say, I hope they always will. Come and see me in my home up in the hills, where the mockingbird is singing by the rill, and the lonesome dove is sings at break of day. From my home I wander never far away. When I was a lad, a cabin was my home. As I watched the river flow, I longed to roam. But as seasons come and go with friends so dear, I enjoy my mountain home from year to year. Friends and neighbors gathered round when work was done. Neath the tree there in our yard it set off sun, where we'd talk and sing of times both good and bad. Oh, such memories of those folk make my heart glad. Once I wandered from my home in search of fame, sought for fortune and to make myself a name. Then one day a whistle blew along the track, tell mama her wandering boy is coming back. Many years have passed and still the river flows. Late at night I listen to the wind that blows. Spring or summer, fall or when the winter chills, I shall ever be at home up in the hills. All right, my home up in the hills.
My name is Mark Sohn, and I've been writing about Appalachian food since 1988. When people came from England and settled here, one of the skills they brought with them was the skill of making moonshine. Of course, people knew how to make wine and beer and all the other drinks. But moonshine kind of got a start here in the mountains because we had really good, clean, clear water. Back at home, they hadn't made a lot of corn whiskey. Back home, when they made it with oats and barley and different grains. But here, corn was the grain. So early settlers knew how to make a still and a worm. They knew the parts. They knew the value of the water. So they made moonshine. They used it themselves. They drank it themselves, and they sold it. In early times, it was bartered for other things like salt. One of the reasons people made moonshine in history is because they were selling their corn. A large amount of corn is reduced to a small amount of whiskey. So people living in the West were able to ship their corn to the East. If you go back 150 years, you could ship corn by whiskey cheaper and more efficiently then you could ship it straight corn. Now, here it is. I got, you know, so often it comes in a quart jar, and I've got a quart jar here in my hand. And when you shake it, it makes a little noise, not much, but what you can't see is the bubbles. It looks just like water. This is clear moonshine. It's not flavored. A lot of our moonshines today are flavored. They're blackberry, they're peach, they're strawberry, and these are colored. But this particular moonshine is completely clear, and it almost looks soapy, but you know it's not soap because the bubbles pop so fast. So let me unscrew the lid here. It's in a quart jar, and the smell, it's a strong smell. You can tell right away when you put it to your nose that it's moonshine. I mean, to taste it, it goes down hot. I can tell you that. It goes down hot. A little taste of this stuff, let me taste it. I was in the wrong angle. So went down the wrong tube just a little bit. It's a good drink, I can tell you.
If ocean was whiskey and I was a duck, I'd drive to the bottom and never come up. Fish sticks when I'm hungry, corn liquor when I'm ripe, pretty girl.
Martin's Fork Lake is Harlan County's largest lake and recreation area. Rainbow trout can be caught in the tailwater, and turkey and ruffed grouse can be found upland. Let's listen to Dave Robinson, park ranger, describe the area's attractions as the morning sun dissolves foggy mist above the lake.
My name is Dave Robinson. I'm a park ranger at Martin's Fork Lake, and it's early morning. The fog's lifting over the lake, and looking forward to another beautiful day. We get so caught up in work and doing our chores, and I get so envious of guys when they come out and putting their boat in first thing in the morning. I'm just sitting here in the office, and it's a pretty day, and I'm like going, oh man, I wish I was out there with them. One of the really neat features close to the wildlife management area is what is called in this area the hole in the rock. Back in the 1820s, 1830s, when people started settling in this area. Of course, there wasn't a lot of places to trade. People who settled on this side of the mountain had to go over into what's called Hubbard Springs, Virginia, which is just over the mountain. It's a real small community now. And there was a rail stop there. And there were stores, you know, places where people could trade for goods and for services. Stone Mountain's a very rugged mountain. Somehow, folks had a bright idea to cut a tunnel through the top of the mountain. The top of the mountain is really steep. And these folks, somehow or another, chinked out a hole through the mountain. It's just big enough for a wagon to pass through to allow them to go down into Hubbard Springs to trade. It was all hand-done, pick and mattock. On a real clear day off the top of Stone Mountain, you can see Powell Mountain, Clinch Mountain. You know, even on a real clear day, especially in the fall, in the early spring, you can see lots of Knoxville.
wagon hauling was often the only connection to commerce for mountain settlements. A typical team included a few sturdy horses, a steely-eyed driver, and a wagon full of trade goods. Climbing a steep mountain required a scotcher, usually an athletic boy, who ran behind the wagon. His job was to chock the wheels and prevent the whole operation from falling backwards when the horses rested. On descent, the team dragged a chained log to prevent deadly crashes. The Kentucky Community's Crafts Village is an exciting destination. The village offers innovative arts crafting classes to community residents, which make crafts for tourists to purchase. The Folk Art Gift Shop is where you find ceramics, quilts, weavings, yard art, birdhouses, and a cornucopia of mountain sweets. Here you'll learn about events and destinations in Barberville. I'll see you there!
Continue to Pit Stop 9. After you pass Barberville and the train tracks, look for a billboard on the right-hand side of the road that reads, KCEOC Community Action Agency. Turn right into the parking lot and walk up the vine-covered trellis that arches over the walkway. If you do not see people around the cabins, use the intercom to announce your visit. The Cabin Craft Shop is open throughout the year. Pause audio now.